Do you have an idea for a podcast, but you don't know where to start? Maybe you're overwhelmed by all the tech or you're convinced nobody will actually listen to you. Well, I'm Shauna Game. After 9.5 years as a professional podcaster, at this show, Everyone's Talking Money, and 25 million downloads later, let me tell you the secret to a profitable podcast. It is building a solid foundation, your podcast roadmap before you launch. That's why I created the Podcaster Class, a fast-paced group cohort podcasting for profit 8-week style MBA program. The Podcaster Class is immersive, comprehensive, and insanely motivational. If you want to create a podcast, DIYing a launch is just not the way to go. In the Podcaster Class, you'll get the tools, tips, and strategies to create a podcast that resonates with listeners and one you can be proud of. Get this, 90% of podcasters never make it to episode 3. That's 2.8 million podcasters who just quit. So to be a top podcaster, you only need to publish 21 episodes, but you got to make them good. So in the Podcaster Class, I'm taking the mystery out of how to create, launch, and profit from your podcast so you can create a top 1% podcast just like this one. The May cohort is now open for enrollment. Classes start May 22nd. There are only 15 spots open. You are going to learn podcasting with me and 14 other amazing people. You can learn all the details at thepodcasterclass.com. Use code podcast when you sign up for $100 off. That's thepodcasterclass.com. When it comes to financial advice, you got to trust the source. It's why you listen to this podcast. When I'm looking to upgrade my wallet, I turn to NerdWallet. Their expert team of nerds dives into the details to help you find smarter financial products. Before NerdWallet, I was paying for vacations all wrong. I was missing out on miles. I didn't even know I was leaving on the table. Now I've got a new card with more miles and more upgrades. What could future you do with more travel rewards? I don't know, maybe that fancy hotel upgrade that you have always been dreaming about. Wherever you go next, make it happen with a smarter travel credit card. Don't wait to make smart financial decisions. Compare and find smarter credit cards, savings accounts, and more today at nerdwallet.com. NerdWallet, finance smarter. As with all cards, credit is subject to lender approval and terms apply. Hey, I'm Shauna Compton Game. This is Millennial Money, and today we're talking why no refund is actually the best refund.
Millennial Money with Shauna Compton Game. It will expand your brain.
All right, so it's Friday, and I just want to leave you with a little tidbit, a little gem to think about over the weekend. You know, while you ponder all sorts of important money topics like you do over the weekend, right? Right. So today's podcast is all about why no refund is actually the best refund. And this goes against probably every grain, every fiber in your body. If you are a W-2 earner and you're used to filing your taxes and you are so used to spending that amount of money that you get at your refund before you even get the refund in your hand, right? You know who you are. I know you're out there listening because I used to be one of you. I used to be someone who got, you know, a big fat refund early on in my 20s, and I had already thought of all the different places and ways I was going to spend that money before it even arrived in my mailbox. However, what I want you to think about is no refund is actually the best refund. Now, why is that? You're probably asking, right? Well, Bankrate.com came out with this great survey. I love this survey of why you should choose a smaller tax refund. And I'm going to put the link to their article in the show notes. But, you know, it really speaks to the advice that I tell people over and over and over again. If you're getting money back in your refund, that basically means that the government has taken more than their fair share out during the year, right? They've taken your money, they've invested your money, they're making money off of your money, and then at tax time they decide, oh, okay, here's some of your money back, right? So yeah, you're getting your money back. And I think a lot of times we think, if we get a big fat refund, like that's the most amazing thing in the world. But what I want you to think about is, what if you had an extra couple hundred dollars a month, every single month throughout the year? Would that make a difference? Would that make a difference in your budget? Would that make a difference in your savings? Would that make a difference in your investing? Would that make it a difference in your achieving your goals? And my answer is yes, right? It does make a difference, because that's extra money that you have that is actually your money that you can put to work every single month. And the Bankrate survey says that having too much income tax withheld from your paycheck will actually produce a larger refund, but it means you're surrendering your money all year long in basically a 12-month interest-free loan to the federal government. Now, whether you hate the government or you love the government right now, right? That doesn't matter. That's not the question at hand. The question at hand is, if somebody asked you if, hey, this month, do you want $250 or do you want $0? And then in 12 months, I'm going to give you back $5,000 or $3,000. I'm kind of hoping, I'm really hoping, I'm super, super, super duper hoping that you would tell me, I want my $250 now, right? Because you can put it to work for you. And that is really one of the smartest money moves you can make. So if you are somebody who gets a lot of money back in a refund, I want you to think about adjusting your withholding on your paycheck. You can do this at any time so that next year you're actually not going to get a refund. Or if you do get a refund, it's a really small refund, right? Because that means that you are actually putting your money to work every single month. So the newest Bankrate Money Pulse survey found 29% of people, a record high for the fourth year of the survey, will use tax refunds on all sorts of necessities. All right, so I love this. They have this great graphic in their article, and it's all about why you should choose a smaller tax refund. Okay, the first tip is, if you adjust your withholding and get an extra $50 per biweekly paycheck, right? So this is good. This is for you. That adds up to $1,300 per year extra going into your investments, and you keep that habit for 30 years. Thanks to compounding, the beautiful power of compounding. Compounding is our friend, right? We love compounding when it's compounding in our savings and in our investments, not when it's compounding in our debt. That's not our friend, right? But the savings, investing, compounding, we love it. So thanks to the power of compounding, you could have an additional $105,000 for your retirement if you earned 6% interest, right? That is amazing. So adjusting your withholding, getting an extra just $50 per biweekly paycheck, turns into $1,300 extra dollars a year going to investments over 30 years at 6%, turns into an extra $105,000. Look, I don't know about you, but I'm going to do the simple math here. I would much rather have my money compounding, my money growing, than my money just hanging out in an interest-free loan to the government, right? So what I want you to do is, I want you to think about this. Can you raise your withholding? Can you retrain your thinking about tax refunds? Can you think about it this way, that zero, getting $0 back is actually the smartest money move, right? When we talk about budgets and I talk about zeroing out your budget, I get a lot of people that freak out on me. I literally see your eyes like roll up in your head, and you literally think I'm like, you want to shove me in a closet and not hear from me ever again. But think about it. If your budget equals zero, that means you are utilizing every single cent that you make in the month towards your bills, towards your debt, towards paying off credit card debt, towards your expenses, your fixed, your variable expenses, towards your goals, to all those things that you want to do, the places you want to travel, the houses you want to buy, the year that you want to take off from working and you want to go, you know, live in a tent all around the world. I don't care. Whatever it is, it means your money's working for you. So zero at the bottom of a budget means that, hey, look, I am making my money work for me all month long. Same thing with a tax return. Get that tax return back. It said zero. It means that you have actually been able to put your money to work for yourself all year long. And that is going to be a win-win strategy no matter how you slice it. So again, I'm going to put a link to the bankrate.com article in the show notes. I want you to check it out because at the very, very bottom, there's actually a calculator that you can choose that is going to show you how much money you'll earn by adjusting your withholdings, all right? So again, short little podcast. I just want to leave you with this little gem, something to think about over the weekend. Probably one of the smartest money moves that you'll make. Get your money working for you.
Life's better with American Family Insurance because our home policies help protect your dreams and come with peace of mind. Save up to 25% by bundling home, auto, and life. American Family Insurance. Get a quote, find an agent at amfam.com.
Products not available in every state. Discounts may not apply to all coverages on an auto or home policy. Discounts do not apply to life insurance policies. Visit amfam.com to learn how discounts may apply to you. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating companies, American Family Life Insurance Company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.